Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. The Gemara tells us in Brachos Lamed Gimel Amud Beis that Rabbi Chanina teaches us Hakol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Miyireh Shemayim. That everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the exception of Yireh Shemayim. Parnasa, Hatzlacha, wealth, everything comes from Shemayim, except for Yireh Shemayim. It says in the Pasuk, V'ata Yisrael Me'ah Hashem Elokecha Shol Me'imach, Ki'im Li'ira. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask of us? Nothing more than Yireh Shemayim. Everything else HaKadosh Baruch Hu will either give us or not give us. It all depends what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to grant us. But when it comes to Yireh Shemayim, it all depends on us. We have the ability, we have the Bechira to decide whether we want to have Yireh Shemayim or not. How much Yireh Shemayim to have or not. But there's a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Amin Aleph, which teaches us the famous story of Meir and his wife, Bruria, about davening for the different Rishonim that lived in his neighborhood, and he davened that they should do tshuva. So the Maharsha there asks the question, how is that possible? How could a person daven for someone else to do tshuva? Isn't this a blatant contradiction to the Gemara of HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyireh Shemayim? And he explains, I understand that a person could ask for Rachman for himself, that he could be Chozer B'Tshuva, because B'derech Sh'adam wrote to Leilech Molichan also. A person chooses this path, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring him on that path. And I wrote to L'Sai, Messiah Lo, the Gemara Yuma tells us. He wants to choose a path of Tara, a path of Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you. So you're able to invoke Tefillah in order to help one's own Yireh Shemayim. That makes sense. But to be Mevakish Rachamim on someone else, to have him Chozer B'Tshuva, how does that work? HaKol Bidei Shemayim. If that guy wants for himself to choose a path, that's okay. He could tap into Kadosh Baruch Hu and tap into Shemayim. But I don't have that right. HaKol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Miyireh Shemayim. I can't tap into Kadosh Baruch Hu to help that guy, only if he wants to on his own. But what good am I going to do? And he leaves his Atzarech in. He says, V'yesh the Ashiv, there's room to answer. So I want to share with you Rav Moshe's explanation to this Gemara. Rav Moshe is found in Or HaChaim Chelek Dalet Simen Mem Os Yud Gimel. And he brings his Marsha. He raises the question. And he says, so if really a person can't daven for someone else, so how was Rabbi Meir and Bruria able to daven for the Rishonim in their neighborhood? So he writes, Tzarech Lomar She Tfila Hayisa Shelo Yehlem Nisyonos. The davening wasn't that the person do tshuva, that you can't daven for. You can't daven for someone else's Yireh Shemayim. HaKol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Miyireh Shemayim. But what you can daven for is that person doesn't have as many struggles. He doesn't have as many tests and nisyonos. Mimela, once a person's all the barriers and blocks are out of the way, Mimela, says Rav Moshe, Yeshuvu Shelo Yu Chotim, that person shouldn't sin anymore. That's the Peshat. So we can understand, unfortunately, many people know, whether it be friends, relatives, neighbors, who are not on the Derech HaTorah just yet. But a person could daven for them. But according to Rav Moshe, not daven for them to do tshuva, but to daven that they shouldn't face such challenges in this world. And through that, we should be zocha that the entire world is zocha to Yireh Shemayim.